Electricity consumers are set to face a tariff increase of up to 1.27 rupee per unit on account of fuel cost adjustment for April 2025 as prices of fuels used in power generation increased. The Central Power Purchasing Agency Guarantee, CPPAG, has submitted a petition to the National Electric Power Regulatory Authority, NEPRA, seeking an increase of 1.27 rupee per unit in electricity tariff under the monthly fuel charges adjustment mechanism. If approved, the tariff hike will put a total burden of 13 billion rupees on consumers. The regulator will hold a public hearing on May 29. According to data submitted to NEPRA, Haidel generation rose 11.4% to 2,306 gigawatt-hours, GWh, in April 2025 as compared to 2,070 gigawatt-hours in April 2024. Power generation by local coal-fired plants stood at 1,525 gigawatt-hours, which constituted 14.51% of total production at a price of 11.2115 rupees per unit against generation of 881 gigawatt-hours in April 2024 at 15.2284 rupees per unit. It showed a hike of 73% in local coal-based electricity production. By consuming imported coal, power plants produced 1,054 gigawatt-hours at 16.6062 rupees per unit, accounting for 10.02% of total production. In April last year, only 21 gigawatt-hours had been produced at a price of 22.8405 rupees per unit. Power generation through the residual fuel oil totaled only 83 gigawatt-hours at 28.7679 rupees per unit. Electricity generation by gas-based plants hit 842 gigawatt-hours, constituting 8.01% of total production at 11.8166 rupees per unit. In comparison, 975 gigawatt-hours had been produced in April 2024 at a price of 13.2535 rupees per unit. Regasified liquefied natural gas, RLNG-based power plants produced 2,157 gigawatt-hours, having a 20.52% share in total generation at 24.2632 rupees per unit. Electricity generation from nuclear sources was 1,882 gigawatt-hours at 2.1038 rupees per unit, contributing 17.91% to total generation, against the production of 2,043 gigawatt-hours in April 2024, which exhibited a decrease of 7.9%. Electricity import from Iran came in at 32 gigawatt-hours at 25.3465 rupees per unit, while power generation from bagasse was recorded at 37 gigawatt-hours at a price of 5.9822 rupees per unit. Windmills produced 478 gigawatt-hours of electricity, accounting for 4.55% of total generation, while solar panels produced 115 gigawatt-hours, which contributed 1.10% to total generation. Total energy generation reached 10,513 gigawatt-hours in April 2025 as compared to 8,639 gigawatt-hours in April 2024, showing an increase of 22.9% at a basket price of 9.9197 rupees per unit. The total cost of energy was calculated at 104.288 billion rupees. However, with the proposed previous negative adjustment of 11.397 billion rupees in the sale of I.P.P.'s electricity at negative 1.648 billion rupees, the net electricity delivered to distribution companies, DISCOs, stood at 10,196 gigawatt-hours at 8.9488 rupees per unit with a total price of 91.243 billion rupees. The electricity supply of 10,196 gigawatt-hours was 21.7% higher than the net 8,375 gigawatt-hours delivered in the corresponding month of 2024.